Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Monday's City Council meeting. Aaron, you know, big story of the night, I guess, was the garbage haulers, the amendment for the city code pertaining to garbage and refuse that was denied by the council in a 3-2 vote. If you could just take the Knoxville listeners through exactly what the amendment was for and the reason why it was denied.
Yeah, this was the second reading for this potential change to our code, this ordinance, and the intended change was to, first of all, take care of a discrepancy we have within our own code. There's a contradiction there in the definitions section of that chapter. So that piece of it, I think, will proceed. We'll take that up again at the next council meeting to make that change. The more controversial piece was dealing with haulers' licenses, specifically commercial hauler licenses. Currently, Knoxville code is written that we limit to 3 licensed haulers, both for residential and commercial. We have a little bit of a wrinkle that one firm was grandfathered in the past, and so there are actually 4 licensed haulers for commercial in Knoxville. We received a request to be on the agenda from a firm outside of those 4 licensed haulers, I'll call them, to be on the agenda to talk about potentially opening that up so that they could become a licensed hauler here in town. The initial council direction was for staff to prepare an ordinance to do that, and we made it through a first reading on a split vote. Last night we did have a change in the votes, and so it did not pass last night, which kind of takes us back to square one. And so for the time being, the code as it's currently written is the code that will be the law of the land here in Knoxville.
So now with that garbage code, and when is there a chance we'll see that on the agenda in the future? And what is the discrepancy with the definition that will be on the agenda? But is there a chance we'll see this relatively soon?
Well, I think really that's going to come down to council. I think the plan will be at our next meeting to go ahead and address that contradiction. So putting that issue aside, because I think there is consensus on the council to go ahead and take care of that. Nobody wants a contradiction within code. I think we will be looking for council direction moving forward. I do feel like there was a lot of conversation. I don't know if I would use the word consensus, but I think that there's a feeling in the council that this conversation may not be over and that this issue might need to be revisited. We'll continue to work with those council members to find something that is more agreeable to them and work things through in the future. I think probably trying to get more council input. We did get it initially. I think that it's a complicated issue and that some minds were changed, and so we'll want to continue to work with them to come up with a revision to the code that suits everybody.
Now, another portion of the meeting was well talked about was the citizen requests for parking change on West Larson Street. If you could take us through exactly what that request was for and then why it was eventually rejected by the council.
Yeah, we have a new building being built on West Larson. This would be just west of Pizza Hut. That's going to be having some businesses in it. And so the concern, I think, from the property owner was that while he does have parking there, that there might be times he would need additional spots if there was, say, an overflow. So I think that that's sort of where the request came from. The request being to allow for parking out on the street to accommodate another 2 to 3 spots there. As a staff, we were not enthusiastic about that idea. That's a pretty congested intersection, especially if you were to throw in the mix of the Saturday night with races during the race season. That's an especially busy time there. I know the request was geared more towards the Monday through Friday, more of a 9-to-5 kind of a situation, but I think concerns with complication of having different times when parking is or isn't allowed. Really, the staff just feels like, based on the busyness, even during non-race times, that it's probably better to keep it as it is without parking allowed. And I think the other piece of conversation to this was, we don't know that there's even an issue. So we certainly hope these businesses are thriving, successful. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it. Then maybe we wait and see. And if parking doesn't seem to be an issue, there's no need to make the change. If parking is an issue, maybe then we talk about some options. The other option that was brought forward was maybe having some sort of a partnership with some of the adjoining businesses that have ample parking and come to some sort of agreement with them to keep the parking off the street. So I think there's a couple of good options on the table. The request ultimately was not granted, but I think council did have a good conversation and left a few good ideas out there for that business owner.
Now, another item on the agenda last night was a public hearing that was held for the property on 110 West Douglas Street, if I'm right, about demolishing that property by a Knoxville citizen. The public hearing was held, but the resolution could not be voted on. Take us through exactly the public hearing and why that resolution needs to be moved to the next agenda.
Yeah, this is a situation where the city attorney felt like it would be better to err on the side of caution. There was a specific word that he felt like should have been changed on the agenda. Based on that, he wanted to make sure that we did things right, didn't want to leave anything in jeopardy. And so his recommendation was to go ahead and hold the public hearing so that piece is done. And at the next meeting, they'll be able to just go ahead and go in and vote whether to accept that proposal for that property. We hate to delay a project like that for a couple of weeks, but in the end, I don't think it'll be a significant factor. Just one of those things where he wanted to make sure that we did it the right way.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.